from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
All right, NFL No Huddle every day to kick off the noon hour. The Eagles and the Patriots played in the preseason game last night. Not a lot of people that are going to play in the NFL as starters this year played, but Drake May played better than he played in his first game. 47 passing yards, 15 rushing yards, touchdown. Jacoby Brissett wasn't very good either.
No, he was not.
So?
And I know they want him to start.
What does this mean?
They want him to start. They brought Jacoby in to start. All right, obviously, we knew it 3 days, we're going to take a young quarterback, Drake May, and Jacoby stunk. And are they in a situation, because they're rebuilding, because the one thing that you always worry about with a young quarterback is ruining them and putting them behind a bad offensive line with no weapons, which they have both.
They have both of those things. And the one good player they had on defense, they just traded yesterday.
And then the other one who they gave an extension to, Barmore, I don't know, something. He has something into blood clots.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so he's out. And so, I mean, they got Christian Gonzalez, who is going to be a high-level corner.
Yeah.
But other than that, they ain't got nothing. But, I mean, the young guy came in. He gave him juice yesterday. I know that Milton's made the team as a third quarterback. But is it a case where they both jump over Jacoby? I don't know. I think, but it's, they want Jacoby to start because of the construction of the team right now. But I just don't know. I mean, that was a great throw he made as the guy just dropped the ball. You know, but, yeah, it'd be interesting. Because Drake May's going to be the starting quarterback. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, for sure. I just don't, you know. One preseason performance shouldn't change my whole plan if my plan is to protect the guy.
I agree. But they look raggedy.
Yeah, but they're going to.
Yeah.
They're going to look raggedy.
Right.
This might be, I mean, they've been some really bad Patriots teams back in the day. Like, people don't remember because, obviously, the Brady era, and that was preceded by the Bledsoe era, which was quite good.
Yeah.
Patriots were god-awful for a very long time.
Yes.
This team probably won't sink to those. They had, like, 1-15, 2-14
type
teams.
They were bad.
They might not, but they might be. I don't know. They're going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL.
I agree.
Yeah, they got to enjoy about 25 years of good, so
who cares?
They'll be fine.
Exactly.
So this is probably the most interesting thing that happened during that game. Last night, though, where running back Ramondre Stevenson was interviewed on the sideline. Now, I don't know who their sideline guy is, but this is a clip that should be taken and shown in all journalism classes in colleges about how not to conduct an interview live or at all. But you want to be clear, you know, when you're asking questions?
Right.
Let's listen to how this
works. I haven't heard this.
I got to ask you about the guy who just left. How much are they going to miss him? And who's going to step up in his place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I miss Bill. That was one of my favorite coaches. But, you know, Mayo, he's a great leader. He knows what he's doing with us. And, yeah, I'm excited for Mayo. And I think we can get it done with him.
I wasn't talking about man.
He was
talking about your defensive
teammate.
Oh, Judon.
He's moving on to better places.
Excited.
At least a different place.
Sure, a different place. Excited for him. I still know he has a couple more years in him, so I'm excited
for him. Couple more years. Okay. All right. So it wasn't – okay. If I was there answering that question, if he asked me that question, I would have automatically known who he was talking about. I would have known that he was talking about Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
I would have known that. The second part, though, he's off in a better place.
Yeah, he said that too.
That's the thing. Like,
that guy kind of.
What?
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah, like what? In a better place. Even though he is. But,
even though he is. You're not supposed to say that.
But you're not supposed to say that to me.
You work for the team.
Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to say that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he went to heaven. You know what I'm saying? He's in a better place. Yeah, like he went to heaven or something.
The way he has to, so he didn't leave. He got traded.
He got traded.
If he would have just said traded, or it would have been really easy just to be like, hey, how's it going to be replacing Matthew Judon?
Right. That's perfect.
You know,
again, I would have known who he was talking about if that was me.
It was funny how he made it so dramatic.
How he went to Bill.
But that's why he thought it was that, because he made it so dramatic. It was like, all right. Anyway. It was like, if you're going to ask a guy a question, at least make sure he knows who you're asking him about.
Oh, man, that was pretty damn funny, man.
All right, here's Jesse Bates from yesterday. Felt like Jesse Bates probably knew that Simmons was going to be a Falcon by the end of the day. Couldn't say it, but it was sort of like pseudo recruiting him through the media. Here's Jesse Bates yesterday.
If there's somebody that, you know, Terry and them think that can help our team, we're more than willing to bring them in. Great players and great people. Hey, come join and get on the wave, because we got a lot of good stuff going here in Atlanta.
Get on the wave. I saw
slogan.
I saw a post this morning.
Organic.
He said, "Welcome to the crash out crew."
Okay.
Crash out crew.
Awesome.
Yeah, man. He's a really good player, Bonk. You know that. And he's a ball hawk. He is a guy who is always around the football. Talking about Justin Simmons. He has a nose for the football. And he's a guy that comes in with a lot of experience. He's played at a high level for a long time. And all-pro caliber type defender back there. And so you got him and Jesse, and that's going to, you know, just help out a lot more, and maybe it gives Jesse a little bit more freedom to do certain things also. I think that's the great thing about having both of them. They're a lot of experience. Not a lot of experience playing with each other.
Yeah.
You know, and that was always one thing that Ryan Clark was so good at, because him and Troy played so well together, because he knew Troy was going to freelance. But Troy's going to be back where he needed to be, but Troy's going to freelance. And so
that's the thing about these two guys, is they both kind of like to do that.
Yes. Yeah, and so you got
to both do that.
Yeah, exactly. So you have got to be able to get that, you know, I know what he's actually going to do on this play.
Right.
Because you don't want to trick him and everything, and you don't get back to where you're supposed to be at for your assignment.
Or they both make the decision that we're going to, we see something, we're going for it, and then the middle of the field completely wide open.
Had that damn Junior Seau.
30 interceptions.
Yeah.
This man has 30 interceptions since he came into the league in 2016.
That's a lot.
It's more than anybody. Yeah.
That's
a hell of a lot.
Yeah, you can't have that. They can't be like my boy.
Do you think the Falcons have 30 interceptions as a team since 2016?
No.
Like, there's a chance they don't.
No, they don't. Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Can't be like that. Like my boy, late Junior. Junior's like, I see something. And exactly like, Junior!
No!
Junior be like, you know what I mean? Knock the damn quarterback out. The quarterback, they hand the ball off.
Got to commit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.